Hello, I'm Norma Galumbas. Welcome to the Norma Galumbas Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Today's episode is called It's Going to Take Time, COVID Year 3. When I initially learned about COVID-19 in February of 2020, I knew that previous pandemics had lasted several years. I guess I thought that in this age of medical and technological advancement, the situation would be resolved sooner than later. I think many of us were not thinking in terms of years at that point. It will take time for us to adjust to no longer being required to provide proof of vaccine or wear masks. Social distancing and quarantining hopefully will be terms that we won't be using anytime soon. When I look around my house and see boxes of test kits, bags of masks, and a vat of hand sanitizer, I admit I feel an inkling of dread and uncertainty. Can I really trust that it's coming to an end? People were panicked over shortages of hand sanitizer, masks, disinfectant wipes, and vaccines at various stages of the outbreak. And who can forget the toilet paper scrum of 2020? As of February 14th, Saskatchewan was one of the first provinces to no longer require proof of vaccination, and masks were no longer required as of March 1st. Testing positive. I tested positive for COVID at the end of January. You feel a bit like a leper when you see those two red lines on the test. The week before, I felt exhausted. Then I got an earache and a sore area under my jaw on the same side. It hurt to swallow, and I had a burning sensation in my lungs and my upper back between my shoulder blades. I felt dehydrated and weak. My lips were chapped and my skin was dry. It progressed to feeling achy with sinus congestion, a cough, and chills alternating with feeling too warm. Even though I was around family members before testing positive, thankfully none of them contracted the virus from me. It's tricky because you have symptoms, but you test negative, and then the next day or two you test positive. By day 9, I tested negative, but I had lingering symptoms for several weeks after. I feel I did all I could to prevent getting it, but when I did, I felt a bit relieved. It was like being chased by something scary for 2 years, and then when it got me, I dealt with it, and it wasn't as bad as I had imagined. Your mind can go to dark places worrying. I and many others got COVID late in the game, and by that point, there wasn't anywhere to report it to, which seems strange to me. No one really wanted to know anymore. If I ever have to stick another swab up my nose again, it will be too soon. I was getting pretty good at it, though. Can I touch my face now? Throughout the outbreak, we were instructed not to touch our faces in public. That seemed easy in theory, but in reality, it was difficult. It's like when someone tells you not to scratch, then you instantly become itchier. I don't know if we're allowed to touch our faces yet or not, but I think I'm going to try it next week. Masks. I wore a mask as recommended, but I have to admit that I'm not sad to see them go. They were hard on the skin and the lips. I get anxious in crowds and stores, and with the mask on, the combination of the two made me feel wonky. I went to the post office and the store the other day, maskless, and I felt exposed. Pre-COVID, I went out in crowds and thought of them as more of an annoyance than anything. In the future, it may be hard not to think about the risks that being in contact with large groups of people pose. There is always a bright side to things. Granted, in some situations like a pandemic, you have to really search for the light. Wearing a mask had its advantages, as it afforded us the freedom to express ourselves with only a slight sneer and wear makeup on only half our face. I could eat chocolate in secret behind my mask without judgment. In the last 2 years, I haven't seen any tactless people boldly point out the broccoli stuck in someone's teeth. Those self-conscious about their smile or their teeth felt comfortable covered up, and some roamed toothless while their false teeth stayed home. The end of mandatory masking is a good thing, as people haven't seen smiles for so long. It was a huge adjustment, as social facial expressions are a big part of communicating. We lost human connection, as our face tells people a lot about us. It is hard to read someone when you can't clearly see their face. It was hard on extroverts for their grins to be unseen, but the introverts were happy behind their masks. Social distancing didn't bother them either, and they could be themselves and not have to justify it to anybody. Those that are masters of being able to converse with anyone in any situation struggled. People went about their business, barely making eye contact or engaging with anyone, and then they scurried away. A lot of times, you would say hello to somebody you knew and then realize that they didn't respond because they didn't have a clue who you were. Now that we finally get to see each other's faces for the first time in years, everybody's going to think that everybody else got old. Salons and skincare businesses should be booming shortly. Economic standpoint. I noticed 5 empty businesses in the space in just one strip mall. The number of businesses that went under is very sad. This time has been difficult for people in so many ways. Businesses closed, jobs were lost, and our sense of security was threatened. We all know we will be paying the bills for this pandemic for years to come. Interest rates are going up this week, and so it begins. Don't get me started on gas prices. No matter your personal beliefs, we will all be affected financially. Mental health. The turmoil the last 2 years had on the population's mental health cannot be overlooked. COVID has left its mark on the old and the young and everyone in between. My 3-year-old granddaughter was playing with her dolls, and I heard her comment that they had to go for a COVID test. She doesn't remember life before COVID. This has been a lesson in hygiene and how disease spreads. Hopefully, people will remain vigilant, be more mindful of being around others when they're sick, and the importance of hand washing so we never have to go through this again. Appreciating the little things. We will now be able to do the tasks we thought were inconsequential until we were no longer able to do them. Medical appointments in person, professional haircuts, banking, and shopping looked very different during the pandemic. I bought a hair clipper set. What could go wrong? How hard could it be? The Hubs was left with a bald patch on the back of his head from where the clipper had slipped in my delicate little hand. I have never used the thing again. Come to think of it, I don't know where it is. I think he hid it. One slip and I am banned from haircutting for life. That hardly seems fair. Isn't there a 3-strike haircutting rule or something? Working from home. A lot of people are going to miss working from home. They got a taste of a more flexible schedule, not having to leave the house in the cold and return in the dark. The glorious feeling of wearing sweatpants as opposed to a business suit will be hard to give up. I will miss watching the videos of guys in virtual meetings whose naughty wives streak by while they are stuck in the meeting. The ones where the guy stands up during a virtual meeting and realizes he's not wearing any pants. And of course, the kids throwing tantrums in the background were also entertaining, if you weren't living it. The lasting effects of trauma. Families will grieve loved ones for years to come, and people will continue to suffer from long-haul COVID symptoms. After this experience, some will remain hypervigilant to germ exposure for a long time, and that is a natural response. The divisions in the country and within families over pandemic-related views will hopefully heal, but is going to take some time. Going down in history, I've never thought about how it would end or the logistics of going back to life the way it was. Every generation that has lived through a traumatic global event has been altered by it. So it's reasonable to assume that we will also be changed. The focus of the world, even when it's on a global event like a pandemic, can be changed rapidly. I knew it was going to take something major to change the narrative. Well, war in Europe changed it overnight. Life goes on and the memories of this time will fade and become a part of history. One day our ancestors will talk about how we survived the pandemic of 2020. In 100 years from now, people will read about this pandemic and naively dismiss it as something that could never happen to them. In other news, I am happy to report that the Hubs recovered nicely from the haircut I gave them. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes. The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexys. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexys Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit KinexysMoneyTalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.